workplace and experience. Indulge your senses with immersive game titles. Boost the excitement with our engaging promotional tools and generous network promotions. Be in control with XI Viewport Management Tool and experience seamless gameplay powered by X Platform. Enjoy place and experience as our partners do in over 20 regulated markets. And get ready to go big. Big play is on. Playson.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Weekly News. You are joining us live today on Thursday, the 21st of March. Unfortunately, your regular host, Connor Mulher, can't be here today. He is doing some filming at a conference with our friends Optimove, so I'm filling him in for him today. And joining me are regular guest, Mr. Nico Janssen, and our senior reporter, Zach, who's still getting used to the sort of fame and fortune that comes along with appearing on Weekly News. So welcome to the two of you. How are you doing today?
Yeah, I'm doing very well, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Great to have you with us, Zach. I know you've you're sort of slowly racking up the appearances on Weekly News now, and you've certainly put in a big shift behind the computer this week with some great news stories, which we're going to discuss a little bit later on in the stream. But Nico, I haven't seen you for ages. Obviously, you're in New York at the next event, and you join Connor on a weekly basis now, but this is one of the rare times we get to catch up with each other these days.
Indeed, because you're always ditching my calls. So as soon as you just, you know, pick up my WhatsApp calls and return the favor and actually accept my love for you, you know, then we would at least talk on a weekly basis. No, hopefully things are all great with you, and good to have you back once again. Although it's quite funny, you know, the only guy being in the introduction video is the lovely and awesome face of Connor, and then the only guy not showing up is him. So we need to work around that video a little bit, and I will just have a call with your Nico, okay?
Yeah, good idea. I'll have a word with him. It's great to be here, and thank you everybody who's obviously watching along on LinkedIn or on YouTube. You can join in the conversation at any time by posting a comment. So please do. We love to keep the discussion going every week on Weekly News. Big thank you to our sponsors, Playson, as well, who make this stream possible each week. But Nico, let's not make our guests and viewers wait any longer. Let's jump in to 10 and 5.
Yeah, we will. So Sportradar hails US profitability as 1 billion euros in revenue is set as a target for 2024. So Sportradar has achieved all commercial and operating objectives of a dynamic 2023 as the Nasdaq Sports Technology Group sets the target of surpassing 1 billion euros in corporate revenues in 2024. So once again, shout out to Carsten and the team of Sportradar. Giving you a little bit of insight. So publishing its full year 2023 accounts, Sportradar lauds its third consecutive year of double-digit growth as corporate revenue stands at 887 million euros, which is 20% above the full year 2022 results, representing 730 million euros. And they also manage a double-digit growth in headline revenues, which was matched by a 33% increase in the full year 2023 as the adjusted EBITDA to 167, and the year before it was 125 million. Heading over to Entain as the values Bet City to be roughly 68 to 156 below the initial deal. So we've already been speaking about Entain and that there's something coming up with Bet City. So according to Casino News, documents from the High Court of England and Wales state that the FTS 100 gambling group's board believe BetCity.nl's value is 68 to 156 million less than previously agreed deal with Sports Entertainment BV. So as of now, we've seen the numbers, but it will be quite interesting to see how this court will go on. Light and Wonder sued by Aristocrat over alleged copyright infringement. So according to documents filed in the U.S. District Court for the District of Nevada, Aristocrat is suing Light and Wonder over claims of copyright infringement, trade secret misappropriation, deceptive trade practices, trade dress infringement, or unfair competition. So two of the world's largest slot suppliers are in a continuous legal battle. They keep the courts working, and we will just see who's taking the shorter end on this one as well. And now we've all been thinking about, especially while we've been in New York City, there have been renderings released for proposed, and hold your horses, $12 billion US dollar Wynn Resorts casino in New York City. So Wynn Resorts is continuing to unveil plans for a $12 billion casino development project, which is located at Hudson Yards in New York City. And if I'm not mistaken, this is pretty much close to where we actually hold or did the venue. So the project proposed in partnership with real estate firm related companies includes bars, office space, and a residential building. The complex also features a 5.6-acre park, which will serve as a neighborhood recreational area, and or where we will host the morning run in Next.io New York 2026. Gambling.com banks a $15 million U.S. credit facility to bolster balance sheets. And as said, so we might already speak about a topic. Besides increasing their credit line, they already know where to spend it. So Gambling.com Group Limit has announced the closing of a new credit facility with Wells Fargo in the principal amount of $50 million U.S. dollar. And as said, we might already speak about where they're about to spend the money. Some more to go. Bloomberg ends hostilities with GGAM via a $300 million settlement. Bloomberg Resorts Group, one of the Philippines' gambling leaders, has at last settled its conflict with Global Gaming Asset Management, GGAM, agreeing to buy its GGAM own shares back in a $300 million deal. So once again, courts are put to rest. Then, still having over to New York, as the New York lawmaker pitches new sports betting bill to limit ads, deposits, and AI. So the well-known New York congressman Paul Tonko is once again taking aim at the sports betting industry by announcing plans to introduce a new bill known as the Safe Bet Act later this year. And this bill will include betting on our future act, including sought to ban all online and electronic sports betting advertising. So something interesting will come up as there as well. And then rumors have been spread around that Bruno Mars, the famous singer, is a little bit in debt at MGM. So News Nation reported that Bruno Mars, who has an extensive partnership with MGM Resorts, owed possibly as much as $50 million US dollar to the company as a result of his gambling habit, and that they basically own him. MGM officially reported MGM and Bruno's partnership is long-standing and rooted in mutual respect. Any speculation otherwise is completely false. He has no debt with MGM. Together, we're excited to continue creating unforgettable experiences for our guests. Two more. As Ohtani interpreter involved in alleged illegal sports betting scandal. So the Major League Baseball superstar Shohei Ohtani is at the forefront of a sports betting scandal involving his now fired interpreter. The Los Angeles Times reported on Wednesday that attorneys for Ohtani accuses former interpreter Ippei Misuhara of stealing millions of dollars from the two-way star in order to make bets with an alleged illegal bookmaker. However, ESPN reported that at least $4.5 million in wire transfers were sent from Ohtani's bank account to the bookmaker to cover his interpreter sports betting debts. And last but not least, once again, Sportradar, as they integrates in-game wagering to NBA League Pass. So using EMBet, Sportradar will display select betting lines on screen during game streams, limited to point spreads, money lines, and over-unders initially. Viewers can then select their bet and redirect to FanDuel or DraftKings. This betting feature is opt-in and currently available only on mobile devices, with plans to expand the desktop and smart TVs in the near future. So once again, shout out to Sportradar, and this have been my 10 in 5.
Thank you very much, Nico. There's some really fascinating stories in that list. And I think a couple of them we're going to expand on in tomorrow's edition of Hot Copy. So keep your eyes peeled for that. I think we're going to take a short commercial break now, just so you can get your breath back.
Teams, hundreds of studios, dozens of hub market partners, an industry-leading hub wallet, and just one API. Hub 88 is connecting businesses to a world of limitless content where the possibilities are endless. Hub 88.
Yeah, big thank you to Hub 88 for sponsoring the show. And also a big thank you to Elizabeth, our excellent producer, who is pressing the buttons in the background there, who's got in touch on the comments, and to Kenny, who joins us live from Stockholm. Thank you very much, Kenny. Right, I think we're going to jump into our first main topic of the day now. And I think I'm just going to set the scene for this one, if I may. So, Nico, you might remember a few years ago that Evolution was kind of caught up in a bit of a drama when a really kind of explosive report came out that alleged it was kind of doing business in prohibited markets and that sort of thing. The report caused a pretty big stir at the time, and I think we discussed it on Weekly News. And it also caused a pretty big drop in Evolution share price as investors sold off their stock as they were concerned over kind of regulatory exposure and things like that. Then things went quiet for quite a long time, and people seemed to forget about it as Evolution kind of, you know, its operational dominance kind of took over and the share price recovered. But it looks as though Evolution never forgot about it, and they have been seeking retribution in the courts in the US for the best part of 2 years now. So Zach, our senior reporter, has done some brilliant research on this, and he's provided an update this week with a couple of stories that outline the situation as it currently stands. So Zach, obviously this is a complicated one. I'm hoping you can do your best to explain kind of what has happened recently with this story for those that may not have been following so closely. But perhaps the best place to start is to explain how the law firm that filed the report was unlikely to have been acting alone.
Yes, I mean, that is the case. So I think the interesting thing about this case is it could be a really big deal. I mean, we have no idea how big a deal yet, but the sums are in this, in the billions. Just the hit to the share price alone after the report was released was close to 30% of their market cap at $10 billion approximately. So yeah, I mean, this is this whoever commissioned the report could face potentially enormous liability. So we'll just start there. So the law firm is called Calcagni and Konevsky, and it was the one who basically sent the report to the New Jersey regulator and the Pennsylvania regulator, and is really in the face of this. Its client is the investigative firm that put together a report, who itself was employed by the entity who actually commissioned it, which is has been speculated to be a competitor of Evolution. So that was the first thing that happened. That was in November 2021. They sent the report to the New Jersey Division of Gaming Enforcement. And so, yeah, so since then, it's been trucking through the courts. Evolution's attorneys have requested that FIK, which is the initials of the law firm, reveal who their clients were. But so far, this hasn't been done. CK have been claiming attorney-client privilege to kind of hold off and prevent this from happening. So this has been the first big fight in the case over the last couple of years. When it went to Evolution's way in the New Jersey Superior Court. That court ruled that it should show who it was. CK appealed to the appellate court, and the appellate court gave quite an interesting ruling in January 2023, basically saying, because what we're doing here is we're balancing two competing rights, the right to attorney-client privilege and the right to face one's accusers. And which way we go basically depends on whether the report was true or not. So it sent the case back down to the New Jersey lower court, the Superior Court, to basically decide, is this report true? And if it's true, then we should reveal who CK was working with. And interestingly enough, when it sent it down, the appellate court noted the New Jersey investigation and said, basically, this investigation might reveal to us whether the report was true. So last month, the New Jersey investigation came out, was released. We've at Next.io have obtained a copy of the New Jersey regulator's letter, and it says there's no evidence that Evolution was operating in prohibited markets, as was claimed in the report. The Pennsylvania regulator also came back with a letter saying it also found no evidence, but it was a much less extensive investigation. It seems it was quite a short letter that was sent over. So yeah, I mean that's basically what I outlined in the first story.
That's an awesome summary, Zach. I think you've done really well to condense it there. And obviously, for anybody that wants to get into the weeds of it, you can scan the QR code that's just seems to have disappeared at the top left of the screen there. I'm sure it will be back in no time. But basically, the crux of this, right, is that the suspicions are this could be a competitor that has kind of commissioned this report that stands to gain from reputational damage of Evolution. That's likely to be a kind of rival in the online gambling space, and that Evolution is kind of trying to get their identity revealed through the courts. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think that's the crux of it. I mean, that we don't know for sure that it was a competitor, but I mean, we've heard from sources that it's quite likely that it is.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. We've seen no evidence to suggest that, but those are certainly the suspicions. And Nico, this is one of the reasons why we love gaming and online gambling, because there's always, it's a bit like a soap opera almost, isn't it? There's always explosive stories like this for us to discuss. It's not it's never dull, and it's never dry.
Indeed it is, but we shouldn't forget one thing. So first of all, we are in the gaming space, but on the second level, the second tier, we are speaking about a big stock listed company. So I don't know if it has been a competitor, releasing the short selling report, because it could easily also be someone who individual or a group of people or a company who has just a high interest of a stock going down. You know, within stock traded companies, we've seen this at Entain, you are on a different play field. First of all, you are then dealing with the big sharks. They are like a huge amount of investment vehicles where you actually participate as soon as a stock goes down. And a stock going down, especially in the gaming industry, and we've seen how volatile each and every of the stock listed company is. For example, Entain, 888, Evolution. As soon as shit actually hits the fan, you know that this stock is going down in double digits, 10, 15, 20, and for Evolution it was 30%. So if you, just assuming, not knowing, just assuming, have been short selling stocks of Evolution, or you build up a portfolio where you actually participate from stocks going down, why shouldn't you release a short selling report and then participate from a stock going down? And as said, this is just the investment and private equity game, which the biggest companies we have in our industry are facing as well.
Yeah, I think we saw a lot of kind of research firms, analysis firms, using the contents of the report to kind of put together sell side cases on Evolution and suggest that the stock was overvalued. They all seem to happen around the same time, but yeah, you're right. I mean, that is the risk if you're a public company on the receiving end of a report like this, is definitely the damage to the stock. And I think we've got a graph, hopefully, to show you where it kind of puts into perspective that damage. Zach, obviously this image is on the screen. Are you able to talk us through it in any kind of more detail than that?
Yeah, so we can do that. So we see that huge collapse in November 2021, which although, like, you know, the Axis doesn't go to zero, I mean, that's still huge fall. I think they lost $3 billion in the immediate day after the report was released. And then over the next couple of days, it eventually fell down to like about a $10 billion loss, which, if my memory serves me right, was approximately like 30% of their market cap. So I think also at the time, Evolution was the highest, it had the highest market cap of any gambling company in the world at the time. So higher than Las Vegas Sands, higher than Flutter. It was like really like as big as it gets. And so this is a huge like value destruction. This is the number that makes this case as potentially as big as it does. Because if there is a competitor, there aren't really that many competitors with market caps that are significantly bigger than this drop. You add in like lost revenue, damage to reputation, all that business, and that could be a really, really significant amount of liability if it was done. If the report was maybe a little bit kind of not as well put together as somebody would say, and if it was a competitor that put it together. And as we see following the report, it's sort of doesn't really recover for a while. This is the bull run 2021. This is when stock prices were supposed to be quite high, so it took a long time to really get recover where it was in June 2023. I would say,
yeah,
perhaps long term, I think where this report might have hurt Evolution the most is in the United States, which takes this stuff really seriously. A lot of gaming regulators approve like Evolution's like live dealer games on like a case by case basis. So it might have affected them in each individual market. And because of the way America's history with gaming and like their historic battle against organized crime, loads of regulators have suitability requirements, which takes this sort of thing really seriously. So I think maybe that's where another area where huge damage might have been done.
Yeah, good point. And obviously you can see on the graph, I think we're almost finished with it now, Elizabeth, but like you point out, that recovery there between 2022 and into summer 2023. So the assumption was that Evolution was kind of over the worst of this reputational damage, and you know, the investment case was there once more. But what I found really interesting, Zach, was thanks, Elizabeth, you can take that down now, was the second story that you wrote this week, which focused in on kind of the angle of Evolution lawyers and attorneys. But there were some comments in there from Evolution's M&A director, and he basically said that kind of the damage has continued to kind of play the company to this day, and that the report is still being used to disparage Evolution. So this isn't a matter that has just kind of disappeared for them.
Great. Would you like me to read the comments?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, great. I realize I didn't have it in front of me. So since the investigative report was published, competitors of Evolution have leveraged the false statements in the report in an attempt to gain a competitive advantage against Evolution. So that was the director of M&A, Jesper von Bauer, who said that. Such statements can continue to this day. Evolution has been made aware of competitors repeating false statements from the investigative report in the marketplace. So that that comment was made in a legal filing that accompanied the main legal filing that I used to base this article. Basically, it's proof that that Evolution has continued to suffer since the even today from the publication of the report. So the second story I wrote was about this legal filing, where now that they've got this verdict from the New Jersey regulator, they're basically holding it in front of the court saying, well, this is what you wanted. You wanted proof that we weren't in the report was false. This is the proof, and so we want to know the names. We want the names. We want the sponsors of the report. So, I mean, let's get into a bit more depth. What Evolution's attorneys are basically arguing is that CK is misusing its attorney-client privilege. It's basically saying, like, attorney-client privilege is supposed to be something you have when you are getting legal advice, not when you're trying to hide your identity. And definitely not when you're trying to legitimize the actual contents of the report, because CK is quite a well-respected white-collar law firm in the United States. And by having CK's name attached to it, it gave the report's legitimacy. And in deposition hearings that were also attached to the legal filing, CK's head of research. The person charged with investigating the actual content of the report basically said that they didn't really look into the actual claims and whether they were factual or not. They didn't deeply assess the evidence. They didn't hire any experts, so that sort of thing. So one quote from the filing is, "Their complete lack of factual diligence is contrary to the usual and appropriate role of a lawyer who should conduct a reasonable investigation into clients' claims." So basically, yeah, I mean, that's their argument. As such, they've asked the court to order CK to release the name of sponsors within a 14-day period. So that's where we are. That's the latest update. And so basically, it's in the... It's in CK's court. They'll probably file some sort of opposition to this motion, and then the court will decide.
Yeah, as you can tell, Zach loves getting stuck into this stuff so that you don't have to, which we're all grateful for. And if you want to read the details yourself, again, you can scan the QR code there. Obviously, this is an ongoing court case, so we need to be... Ooh. Quite careful in what we can say. Legal proceedings are active, so it's a sensitive subject. But yeah, as Zach points out, I think there'll be plenty more stories to come on this. So keep your eyes fixed on the Next.io news portal. Nico, Evolution, they have deep pockets and they have a reputation for being pretty ruthless. So you probably wouldn't want to be on the other side of this. Is that right?
Yeah, it's pretty right. So I like being friends with Todd instead of being on the other side of any kind of lawsuit, as their pockets are way deeper than mine are. So that's why I just keep it on a friendly basis with those guys. But, and cutting a long story short, we shouldn't forget what they have been accused for. Of course there are big headlines like short selling report, yada yada yada. In the end, enough, if I'm not mistaken, Zach, correct me if I'm wrong, they have been, first of all charges have been dropped as of now, right? So there wasn't any kind of thing they could get hold on them. But we will just see if anything turns out to be proof. But as said, there will be something coming out in a short period of time. As of now, we shouldn't literally put and push someone, throw someone under the bus as long as there has been no law or as long as they have not been officially convicted of any crime. But as said, as of now, we don't know the details yet. First of all, they are so all charges have been dropped, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, we can only go off obviously what is covered in the court filings and from the investigations that have been conducted by the US state regulators. So yeah, I think we'll leave it at that. We've done a good half an hour on that story. I think we've got time just to dive into one more quickly. And this is some news that broke today on the affiliate side of the sector, so you might have missed it. But Gambling.com Group, which reported some really strong Q4 results today, it also announced the acquisition of some affiliate assets from rival XL Media. So the deal was worth $42.5 million. But what's really interesting about this, I don't know if you two agree with me, is that Gambling.com Group is basically buying European and Canadian assets, which we all thought were going out of fashion because everybody has been so focused on the US. But these assets include FreeBets.com, which was obviously one of XL Media's biggest brands, Which Bingo. I remember when they acquired that, which is probably the biggest bingo affiliate in the UK. So yeah, there's sort of two sides to this discussion. We've got XL Media, which is going down the Catena Media path of focusing purely on the US and kind of selling off all of its other assets, basically. And you've got the Gambling.com Group sort of strategy, which is more closely aligned with Better Collective, which is maintaining a global footprint, if you like, while admittedly having a kind of core focus on the US, which is where most of the money is right now. So, yeah, anything you want to add on this story, first impressions of the deal, anything like that?
Yeah, I mean, I spoke to Charles Gillespie a couple of years ago for a piece I was working on, and he spoke about he actually quite he thought European markets were really underrated. He said that the high earning jurisdictions, the money is clean, it's not coming from like a dodgy grey markets, and that while a lot of the US and the opening of the US since 2018 has sucked a lot of the oxygen out of the room, really, I mean, people kind of missed the forest for the trees here, and a lot of these European markets had a lot of potential. So it's interesting that they made this deal, which seems to be very much in keeping with that train of thought.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And what's kind of interesting, all the assets, especially the Catena Media, sold off like as gamblers, if I'm not mistaken, they at least doubled their revenues after they have been sold by Catena Media. And I'm pretty sure. So first of all, the US game, it ain't a cheap game, right? So you need to have deep pockets, and you're going toe-to-toe with two of the biggest companies in the US, the FanDuel's and the DraftKings, and they have an underlying daily fantasy sports system. So they couldn't care less about affiliates as well. So first of all, having these assets already within your own books, within as your own assets, so they don't need affiliates. So that's why it's a smart move actually to focus on Europe and Canada. And as already mentioned by Zach, we are talking about a mature market. So it's not any dodgy numbers or whatever. So as said, Ask Gamblers at least doubled their revenues, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I think final thing to say on this deal is looking at it from an XL Media point of view. Obviously, they're a company that's in a little bit of a state of flux. They lost their CEO over a year ago now to Oddschecker, I think. But basically, this deal, the value of the deal, is approximately 2x the current market cap of the entire company. So their chairman said it's an excellent outcome for XL Media and its shareholders. And we've seen XL Media's share price rise by 100% in the wake of this deal to a whopping 12.5 Great British pence now per stock. So, yeah, people obviously looking to jump on before the acquisition goes through, which I'm not exactly sure when, but beginning of April. There we go. So there we are. I think that's been a really lively discussion. Thank you very much for joining me today, Nico. Don't panic. I think you'll have Connor back next week to keep you company. Zach, awesome work on the evolution stories. Looking forward to seeing what you come up with next. And thank you very much for joining us today. A big thank you to headline sponsors Playson, and also to everybody that joined us on the stream and in the comments. Thanks very much, and have a great weekend, DT, and to our viewers. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye. We'll be right back.